This is Morning Edition on WNYC. Video games. Millions of people play some form of them, from Farmville on Facebook to more complex games on consoles like the Xbox, PlayStation, and the most popular Wii. Industry experts say 40% of all game players are female. Players of hardcore games like Grand Theft Auto are mostly male, and that means the games are designed with boys and men in mind. And 17-year-old radio rookie Jessica Cernadas finds that very frustrating.
Oh my god, the pink dude is right there. Just learn to die. Yes.
I love video games.
You're crazy. You talk to the game, you scream at the game.
God!
Unfortunately, my older sister Priscilla and I share a room.
Oh my god, Jess. I just got home from work.
She suffers a lot.
We're gonna have to work out a deal because I can't watch you play this game for 5 hours.
I blame my mom.
Well, you never liked dolls.
I chopped off all the hair.
And I didn't care.
So now I'm just home, alone, and I want to let go of all this anger that I have inside of me. But the thing is, what game should I play?
I usually want to play a button-mashing game. It makes my anger dissipate. Dissipate.
Mwahaha, you mortal fools.
But recently, it hasn't been helping. I used to play only with my friends. But now I play hardcore games online, where most of the other gamers are guys. And they're just really rude.
Whoever I've seen that's a girl sucks at it.
Finish him. That's Uzi, one of my friends from school. And this is his bestie's opinion.
There is no girl gamers.
Well, Riasat, I'm not a unicorn.
Finish
them.
Every time there's a girl talking on a mic, I try to flirt with her.
Ugh, it doesn't surprise me.
Do you think you're better than most guys?
Hell yes.
Stephanie's one of the best gamers I know.
I mean, if you ever see me play Call of Duty, I have beaten most guys in my school. So yes.
Okay, so let's say you've been playing against a guy, right? And you told them that you were a girl. For whatever reason, you just told them. Would they not believe you, or have they not believed you?
Well, I told this one dude, and he didn't believe me because I beat him by 1 point. And he goes, oh, okay, if you were a girl, then show me some
teeth.
I was like, no.
I just want to grab my Scythe of Doom and slash everyone I meet. Like this 13-year-old kid that I met at GameStop.
These are girls, and they're supposed to worry about makeup and stuff.
Really?
Other stuff like what?
Chores or something.
A 13-year-old is stuck in the 50s? It's hard to get any confidence when you're constantly mocked. And the way women are portrayed in these games doesn't help either.
In real life, if a girl ever fights, they usually have, like, sneakers and, like, loose shirts. But in, like, games, they have...
I have about 21 PlayStation games. And only 2 have a female as a protagonist.
And it's for, like, a guy's appeal, not a girl's appeal.
Characters like Bayonetta do kick serious butt. It's just that her freaking final move is where all her clothing comes off and transforms into a freaking dragon. Rolling my eyes.
I'm looking for someone.
The men in these games...
Guys will be strong.
...are made to be beautiful.
Muscular,
tall.
Cool.
And just plain awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, like, usually you have to save the girl in the game. Most games. Heroic. Yeah.
And some guy characters even seem like real people. Like Nico from Grand Theft Auto 4. He's just an average immigrant who gets dealt some bad cards in life. The person giggling is Karen Law, the only female employee at Uber Entertainment, a small game developing company in Washington. She's testing their new game with John Combs, the creative director. Karen Law plays online as Hellchick.
I guess looking back on it, people ask me, why did you pick a name that was Hellchick, that's obviously a woman? I'd say, well, I didn't really do it deliberately, but I'm also not going to change it just because I don't feel like I should have to hide behind my gender.
Just a couple months ago, Karen and I were playing Modern Warfare online, and as soon as she said something, lo and behold, somebody's like, whoa, Hellchick, you're a chick. You sound hot. Are you hot? And it just, like unravel from there. And Karen's like, mute, I'm muting. Hold on a second. I'm going to mute all these guys. And it's just that's when I was embarrassed for my gender, actually.
I can't help you out there, Mr. Combs. You're the creative director. You should have some say in what goes on.
It's really about the audience, and that's why we do what we do. The only thing that we have to do is make great entertainment, just like movie people do, just like writers for books and novels do, just like musicians do.
Man, it seems like it's going to take more than one girl saying, "Life is unfair," before female characters become more realistic. Ringing of the doorbell.
Come on in.
Heather Chaplin and I visit each other like every other day.
Oh, I see a lot of books.
Okay, no. Yeah. Seriously. She's a journalist who wrote the book Smart Bomb about the history of the gaming industry.
Okay, I'm loving your house.
Anyway, Heather is mad.
It's almost 40 years that video games have been around, and they're still churning out in the mainstream material that is essentially, no offense,
no problem,
aimed at teenage boys. They say, hey, it's just entertainment. It's just entertainment. And I want to say, it's not just entertainment. You're creating culture, and culture is what shapes a society. So, like, what you're creating is actually really, really important. And what's wrong with you that you don't even take yourself seriously enough to take what you do seriously?
Yeah, we want strong women who can punch and kick and fucking punch without taking off their itty-bitty strips of cloth.
I think that it's possible to make female characters be not hypersexualized.
Karen Law, a.k.a. Hellchick, actually told me she's working on a game with a girl character who's completely covered. And she's a ninja. Maybe a step in a new direction.
But a bit of a catch-22 in that in order to make more games that would appeal to more women, you really need to have more women helping to make them. But in order to get more women to help make them, you have to have more games that appeal to them in the first place.
I'll break the cycle. Yeah.
Can I play my game?
No.
Why?
That is if I ever get a chance to play uninterrupted, Priscilla.
You're not watching TV. How are you watching TV? You're looking at the computer.
I stop and I look and then I stop.
Mom, I want that game. Can I get it? Can I get it?
Do you have money?
Invitation to anyone who hears this story. Buy me games. Mom, can you?
You have money.
I need to play to get my juices flowing so I can create my own super awesome sci-fi adventure strategy game where women rule and men are dressed in Speedos. Ew. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Jessica Cernadas. Wanna fight me?